Do you know someone new to the whole idea of making money online? Or are you that person? You're going to be so glad you listened to this episode. Stay tuned. Hey there, welcome back to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly Mikazi. I'm your host. You're listening to this episode number 43. I am going to be joined by a guest here in a moment, but I wanted to spend a couple of minutes with you saying, hey, how's your summer so far? My summer is good, healthy, safe. And I know not everybody can say that if your home, if your family, if your loved ones are impacted by COVID health issues, by unrest in your neighborhoods, by everything that we're experiencing as a country, as a world. Please take one great big warm hug from me. Love you. And I want you to be safe and well. I have been leaning into a personal journey. I'm calling it the anti-racist education of Kelly Mikazi, becoming aware of my own white privilege. I know some people hate that term, hate the very idea, but for me, it fits. I was born white in a white community and have only rarely been touched by up close personal awareness of racism in our country. And so waking up to everything and giving up the old easy practice of just not paying that much attention is it is an education. And I'm embracing it. I've had three great community conversations around how do we bring anti-racism into our businesses? Where does it intersect with our businesses, with the choices that we make in the communities we foster? That has been fantastic. Every person who has participated in those conversations, I appreciate you so much. We will be doing more of them, I promise. I am reading How to Be an Anti-Racist, sharing my thoughts on this book on the forum over at mastermindhub.com. Come check it out if you like. I'm looking for ways to get more involved in my local community to support inclusivity, diversity, equity, and all that that means, not just in my online business, but in the community that I live and raise grandchildren in. So that's sharing what I've been up to. Of course, you guys know we just did the big G-Bird fundraiser for my nephew. My nephew is in Austria right now, waiting out a two-week COVID testing process before he moves on to the treatment center. He is with friends, doing what he loves, paragliding. I always get the words mixed up. I will keep you updated on everything with his fight against cancer. Again, thank you every single person who contributed to the fire sale, who bought the fire sale, who shared the fire sale, who donated to the GoFundMe. I am surrounded by amazing people. George says hi. I'm pretty sure the mic picked up his hello, my kitty cat. Hey, let's jump into my interview with my awesome guest, and then I'll be back with some quick thoughts at the end. Hey, Cindy, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm so glad you could join me today.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me. It's always fun to talk to you.
You guys, Cindy is super flexible. I reached out to her and I knew she was releasing a new product this week. And I waited until the last possible second to say, hey, can you do a podcast interview with me?
Whatever. Yeah. We're flexible.
So Cindy, your new product is Back to Basics, an online business startup plan.
Yes, ma'am.
The crazy thing is literally like 24 hours before I got your email about this, a friend asked me, could I recommend a real general introduction to online business resource for a friend? And I was like, nope.
It's not out there, is it?
No. I mean,
not at a price anybody can afford. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can buy B School in March for a couple of grand, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I years ago I wrote the Internet Marketing Mom's Startup Guide. The Complete Internet Marketing Mom's Startup Guide, or something was the name of it, and it was intended to be this really general introduction to here's all the different ways you can make money at home.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a long time, long retired.
I remember that book. That was years ago.
Yes. And when my friend asked, I thought, should I do something like that? And my immediate response was no. And then the next day it was like, ta-da! Look at that, Cindy.
It's interesting that your immediate response was no.
No.
Funny.
No. And what you've included in the book is perfect, and it's the very stuff that I love helping people get started once they've chosen that they know they want to be blogger, podcaster, content creator, course publisher, membership site, you know, runner, you know. Once they know it's going to be an authority-based information business, then I'll meet them right where they are and tell them where to start. But if they're not sure, if they're like, do I want to do this or do I want to do that or do I want to tinker with that, I don't really enjoy that conversation anymore.
That is the conversation that's so funny, because I have had that conversation probably 12 times in the last month with clients and six-figure systems members. And the more I have that conversation, the more I'm enjoying it. The more I'm really digging into the questions to ask, and, you know, how can you figure out, you know, what your path is? Because there's so many different ways you can make money online. So how do you narrow it down? You know, you see a lot of tactics out there. Well, you should have a blog, and you should start a podcast, and, you know, you should create a product, and you should sell services, or you should be a coach, and all of those things are great. But unless you really sit down and think about, is this a good fit for me? You know, is this going to work for the lifestyle that I want to lead? And is it going to earn me the money that I want to make? And am I comfortable in this role? And can I do it long term? It's really hard. You can end up doing something you really don't want to do.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you? Thinking back to those early years when you were still working full time, when did you realize, like, I think I want to try to figure out how to make some money online?
It was a long time ago. It was like probably 2006, 2005, 2006-ish. It was a long time ago when I first realized that people actually were making money online.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, well, how's that work? That's kind of fun, right? And then it was years. I didn't go full time online. I didn't really find my groove until 2010. So I kind of fumbled around for 3 or 4 years going, what am I going to be when I grow up? Am I going to be a blogger? I want to be a blogger. No, I'm going to create information products. What? I didn't know anything about creating information products. So it was a real struggle for a few years before I finally figured out, this is what you should be doing.
When I think back to those years, so many of my friends when they talk about their origin story, maybe it's like Angela Wills was selling, tried to sell soap online.
Mm-hmm.
And Alice Seba was selling children's books through a direct sales company. Like, what was your first little tingle into the world of online marketing?
Niche websites.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I launched a niche website. I probably launched more than one. Yeah, I had several. I had several niche websites that never really went anywhere because I didn't know what I was doing.
Was that, were you pick, did you pick some topic off of an SEO list? Like,
no, I just picked a topic that I was interested in and that I thought that I could, you know, talk about endlessly, which it turned out I couldn't because I didn't have that much interest in it. And I didn't know anything about, you know, being consistent and how to really market it and what to do with it beyond creating a logo and slapping up a website. That was the extent of my knowledge. You know, that was everything that I had gleaned from all of the articles that I read. Of course, webinars didn't exist at that point. That was everything I had gleaned from all of the information that I had read online about how people did this. You know, well, you got to put up a website and you got to write articles about your topic. And that's how you make money. And you put Google ads up.
Yeah.
I think I made about 37 cents on Google ads on one site.
Oh, the Google days. The Google
yeah,
ads.
I don't think they ever even paid me. Stinker.
I loved my AdSense checks. So, okay. So tell us about the course.
So the course, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to say it's for the person who it's okay if they don't know what they want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I kept having people come to me and say, you know, we would have this conversation and I would say, well, what's your business? And they would say, I don't know. I don't know what I should do. You know, here's my parameters, right? I have a day job and I only have a couple hours a day to dedicate to this, or I have, you know, three kids at home that I'm homeschooling. So I have to be able to work flexible hours, or, you know, I have a chronic illness and I can't always meet a deadline, but I need to be able to make some money. So what do you think I should do? And this series of questions made me realize that nobody really is teaching that. I've seen a lot of courses where they'll teach you, you know, okay, if you want to be a coach, take this course. If you want to be an affiliate marketer, take this course. If you want to be a blogger, take this course. But nobody's out there helping you figure out which one of those things you should be doing.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to start this course. That's why I called it Back to Basics, because it really is like way back to the beginning. But it's not just for, I mean, it's primarily for people who are just getting started. But even if you already have a business, like I've heard from several people today who already have a business, but they're not sure they're in the right business.
Yeah.
So it's helping them to explore the other possibilities.
Nice.
And I also, the course also helps you figure out, so that first lesson is all about figuring out what your business model is going to be. And it goes into, you know, who is this business model a fit for? How do you attract customers to this business model? Because there's some business models where you really have to be out there one-to-one and some people aren't comfortable with that. Or, you know, you have to be running paid ads and some people don't have the budget for that. So it helps you figure out, you know, how they get customers. Is this a doable thing for me? How much money can I earn? And what else can I do that's a good fit alongside that? Because we all want to make, at least I want to make, multiple streams of income so that you're not experiencing that kind of up and down income stream that happens so often when we're self-employed. So I've also laid out, you know, okay, well, if you're going to be a freelancer, also consider these other income streams that might be beneficial to you that fit nicely alongside there and don't suck up too much extra time. So that's what the first lesson is all about. Then we go from there, we go into finding your niche. So you know what your business model wants to be. Now, where in the big wide world of the internet is that going to fit? Who are you going to talk to, and what problems are you going to be solving in what area? So that's what lessons 2 and 3 are about. We dig into ideal audiences, how to find your ideal customer, how to figure out who that person is, either by what you already know about them or by what you want to, who you want to work with. So there's a couple of different ways to do that. We talk a bit about branding and being consistent and using imagery and language to attract your ideal client. We build the business foundation. So I walk them through how to set up a website, how to set up a domain email, how to go claim all your social properties that you might want to use down the road, even if you're not going to use them. And then we finish up with creating a marketing plan, because all of that stuff is useless if you don't have a way to get the word out about your services or your product. So we dive into marketing and we talk about the different methods that you can use to market, which methods work best for which business models, and how much those methods might cost you in time or money, so that you can make a decision about which ones are going to fit for you and for your personality. Because again, if you are not comfortable on camera, then me telling you to go do webinars is useless because you're not going to do it. So you have to consider all of those things. You know, maybe webinars are the best choice, but if I'm not ever going to do it, then I may as well choose something else right now that I am comfortable with.
Yes. This is soup to nuts is maybe an overused old fashioned term, but it sounds like that's what it is. Like, really does meet somebody from scritchy scratch basics and takes them to that next step. What you just said about a workable marketing plan and sounds like a lot of this course is about really being honest with yourself about what you want to be doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a client who came to me saying, I'll do anything you tell me to do. 6 months later, she ain't done nothing I told her to do.
Uh-huh.
And I was done. It is not, you can't follow someone else's plan to create what you want unless they have what you want.
Right.
And that was the weird thing is that I think people sometimes delude themselves that they want what I have or what you have. Like, but they, Phaedra Koenig, a friend of ours, she said something so wise once about goals. She's like, you can't just be committed to the end goal. You have to be committed to all the micro goals along the way.
That's very true.
And that is so, so true about business. You can't just say, I want this result without knowing what the steps are in between and being a yes to all of them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the problem. I have worked in the online business industry for a long time, and I've worked with some pretty high-end coaches who teach a specific method. And I heard over and over and over again from students of that method who said, I didn't know I was going to have to do this. I didn't know I needed to do this. If I'd have known this was involved, I wouldn't have taken the course.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know ahead of time what went into it. They saw the end result. They wanted the end result, but they didn't want to spend $100 a day on Facebook ads, and they didn't want to run webinars, and they didn't want to have a blog, and they didn't want to do photo shoots. They just wanted the end result.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way. But you can't know that, because when you're brand new, you don't know. You don't know what goes into that. You don't know what's involved in building or running or maintaining a business that looks like that. You don't have a clue.
Yeah.
And that's because as marketers, we don't tell people. We show you the end result. Look at this amazing life we're living, right? We don't tell you the work that we put into it.
So back to basics and online business startup plan is so perfect for someone who they don't know what all the steps are. They need to know those basic building blocks so they could make a smart choice. You know, talking about like, so I fell in love. I set a goal a year or so ago, probably 2 years ago. I am finally going to kick some ass with Facebook ads. The end result sounded really good, kicking ass with Facebook ads. After 2 years of pretty much beating my head bloody against a jagged rock wall, I am not committed to any of the points in between. I tried hiring someone to do it for me, but even when you hire somebody to do it for you, you have to do a lot of stuff to get them what they need.
You have to know stuff in order to hire people.
I took like 3 different courses. And it always, every time I think, okay, now I got it, let's go do it. But then I get in there and something has changed.
Facebook.
Or I do exactly what the cotton picking ad person told me to do and it doesn't work. And I'm not, like, we're talking the Facebook people. Facebook, when you get a presence on Facebook past a certain number, they start to call you and say, yo, let us help you.
Pay us.
I did every single thing he told me to do and it didn't work. And when it didn't work, he said, oh, you must not have done something I told you to do. Bite me, dude. I'm done. And I'm not hating on anybody I worked with in particular. I'm just admitting that I was only ever a yes to this end lofty goal of kicking ass with Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. I was not a yes to understanding the system. I was not a yes to the constant nitpicking of the analytics. I was not a yes to 15 different versions of the same ad. I'm not a yes to any of that. And I finally quit. And returned all that energy back to what I do know how to do. God bless it.
So if somebody had told you ahead of time, this is what, and maybe you did know, this is what you're buying into. If you want to run Facebook ads, this is the path that you are traveling. Would you have still done it?
If someone had told me that I'm 75% of the process is boring.
It's not boring. Oh, that breaks my heart.
You sweet little systems lover. I don't mind A/B testing. But really good Facebook ads are developed from like A, B, C, D, E, F, G testing.
Yes.
And it's that. It's those little minor tweaks and stuff. Like, seriously, please let me go get a root canal. I'd rather do that because at least that's over in an hour. You know? So yeah, if someone had really, truly described this is what you're signing up for, I could have said clearly, oh no, that much detail is not ever going to work for me. But here's the fallacy, is I bought into the idea that I could pay someone to do it for me.
That is a problem.
That doesn't exist in Facebook ads.
It doesn't exist anywhere. Because it doesn't exist anywhere.
I'm still involved.
Right.
In every little nitpicky decision. Or the one and only time, Cindy, that I did truly throw money at a person and let them build a campaign for me. This was a Google ad, not a Facebook ad. Mm-hmm. $750 later, I went and looked at the analytics and realized he'd screwed me by completely targeting app traffic. I was pissed. Like, I'm so, this, now we've gone completely off track. This is where Kelly just admits she sucks at ads.
No, we haven't gone completely off track, because this is a really good point that people need to understand. There's sometimes a belief out there that you can outsource your way to success. And I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that that's what you were trying to do.
Oh, yes.
I know you, and I know that's not what you were trying to do. But there is a belief out there. There are people out there selling this idea that you can outsource your way to success, that you don't have to understand anything about business. You just hire it done. Hire somebody to build your website, and hire somebody to grow your email list, and hire somebody to set up your webinars, and hire somebody to do this, and somebody else to do that. And that sounds great. If you got a bunch of money, I guess. The problem with it is that if you don't understand what those people are doing, they will screw you.
Yeah.
They may not screw you on purpose, but if you don't understand what you're doing and what you're asking them to do, you can't ask good questions. You can't hire the right people. You'll spend too much money and not even know it.
Yeah.
And in the end, you won't get the results that you're looking for because you don't even understand what it is you're trying to do. So how can you begin to tell them what they're supposed to be doing?
Yes. I did buy into the idea that there are, and I know a lot of people who still believe this little fantasy. There are Facebook ad magicians out there.
Yeah, not true.
They're like little fairy godmothers. You give them some money, they go poof. And you get shitloads of perfect qualified traffic.
Yeah, with no testing.
Yeah.
Right from day one.
Yeah, I just thought I'm just paying this person to bring their brilliance to my business and make it work. But they don't know my target market. They don't know my topics. They don't know the pain points. And so, you know, the results are usually a terrible branding match, an ineffective ad, and the people who do show up come from dating apps. So they're all just like
bounce. It's probably not your market.
Yeah, they're bounce. Well, because, you know, well, he looked at a PLR site and saw that much of the content was about relationships, so it made perfect sense to him.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
But yeah, so I learned my lesson. And like I said, I've just abandoned the ad game because for all the effort, it's the old thing of I fell for an old mistake of mine, which is this is working really well over here and it's so easy. I must be missing something over here. So let's go work on this weak spot instead of just continuing to let it be easy and fun. Like I know I'm sound like an asshole when I say that. Like every step of the way hasn't always been easy. There have been hard things I've learned and tackled. But at this stage in my business, there's so much that works that is smooth and easy and fun. Taking even one of those minutes to go invest into something hard and boring and complicated, it's just foolish. Cindy's over here going, but it's fun for me.
You were talking about Facebook ads specifically and the idea of digging into analytics and testing 15 different versions of a Facebook ad, that lights me up. That's what I want to do. I want to do that all day long. I think that's incredibly sexy. I think that's fabulous. But the other day, somebody emailed me something. One of my clients emailed me something, a new membership software she wants to try out or something. And I was just like, the last thing I want to do is learn a new piece of software. And that used to be like my number one fun thing to do is dive into a new piece of software, but I'm just over it. I'm like,
yeah.
I know what systems I want to use and I'm comfortable with them and I'm using them. And this one's not on my list. I don't want to.
Back to basics, an online business startup plan. Going to link to it in the show notes. Cindy, You, in addition to this course, you create a lot of fantastic trainings. You sell checklists that help people step by step do any number of things that support their business growth. Is this the thing you're most excited about right now?
Yes.
Is there anything else you're involved in that you're just like bubbling up about?
I am super excited about this course right now because there's such a need for it out there. Coming up next month, I have a live workshop, which I think is going to be really fun. And that's kind of a new teaching method that I may do more often. I did a live workshop last weekend with a co-host, and I'm doing one next month. That'll be July for you people that are listening in the future. But I'm doing a live workshop, product creation workshop, and I'm thinking I might do more live workshops in the future. I think those might be kind of fun to where you get together, you know, in a Zoom room and you teach for 45 minutes and then you go off and you do things. And then you come back and you teach for another 45 minutes and then you go off and people do things. So they can't, you know, we all have those courses that we bought and we never open, or the course that we bought and we watched three lessons and then never went back to it again and never did any of the worksheets and never did anything with it. You can't do that in a live workshop. If you show up, there's work to be done. And I'm really intrigued by that idea. I'm looking forward to doing more of those in the future.
Sounds fun. Cindy, thank you for taking time out at the last minute to talk with me about your new course.
Thanks for inviting me.
Waving to you from across Michigan.
Yay! Hi,
Kelly.
See ya.
Hey guys, welcome back. Wrapping up this episode number 43 of Love People and Make Money. Hope you enjoyed spending a little time with Cindy Bedard today. Go check out her course. The link to her course is lpamm.com/B2B. That'll take you directly to her course. Or come on back to lovepeoplemakemoney.com and look for Cindy's face on the podcast listings. Thanks for spending this time with me, you guys. I so appreciate this community. I can't even give all the words to what it means to me to be surrounded by so many amazing, smart, generous, creative people. There's so much coming up for us this summer and fall at Love People Make Money. Two weeks from now, I will be running my You Bring Value Masterclass. That is available at youbringvalue.com if you didn't get it as part of the G-Bird Fire Sale. Reach out to me. If you want to make a donation of $50 to my nephew's GoFundMe, I will still give you access to that course. You could go to youbringvalue.com and pay me $200, but I would rather have you give $50 to my nephew. So let me know. Just reach out to me, Kelly at lpamm.com, or I'll put the link to the GoFundMe in the show notes as well. If you do make that $50 donation to the GoFundMe, just forward me your receipt and I'll get you hooked up with access to the You Bring Value Masterclass. And coming up in August, I'm running a summit about small summits, taking a stand for you don't have to be big and well established before you put together some kind of a summit. You can do it with a small number of people and really have an amazing time, make some great relationships. That's coming up in August. And then September is the 11th annual Stretch Yourself Challenge, coming back again with even more content marketing challenges. Things are getting a little crazy at my house right now. I don't know if you can hear the sound effects. on the other side of the wall. My grandbaby is apparently objecting to something. If you do hear him, trust me, he's being taken care of. I do share my home with my son and daughter and two grandkids, so things can get crazy sound-wise. Thanks for your grace. That's it for this week. Thank you for your time and attention. I hope that you make every minute of your summer count, however you want that to be. Go love people and make money. See you next time.